go in the park and you walk past the water just near the Commonwealth Park, then you get energy. Whereas when you're downtown in the midst of the traffic, it's draining. And so different experiences we get. Some things are nourishing and some things are rather taking our energy. So the Maha Mantra is giving us positive spiritual energy and in that way rejuvenates us and connects us with our very roots. That's of course very important because we live in a little bit of an estranged world in the sense with all the technology and all these things, we're sometimes a little far from nature. So reconnecting is an important part of our life, and that is also the meaning of the word yoga. So I am an international traveler, not a professional singer, but singing the Maha Mantra for most of my life, and somehow or other it has been a great companion in my life, one can say. We all, something that's been with you for two-thirds of your life is really part of your life. So for me, this singing is something I do every day in some form or other. Kirtan is an experience. It's not like, it's not a performance, it's not a concert. It is part of yoga. And the idea of it is, the strength of it comes in participation rather than in listening. Of course, listening is good. That is also fine if you're more comfortable with that. But if you wish to sing along, you are very welcome. The system is one person will lead the singing and the melody, and then others follow. And just simple. So I'll give it a go. Kirtan is not a new invention. You can't really pin it down to any point in history, because kirtan again and again is manifesting itself in the universe. According to the Vedic literature, kirtan first manifested from the mouth of Lord Brahma into this universe, and then in higher planetary systems, celestial beings would produce celestial sound. In human society, we find this history going back thousands of years. What more do we know? 500 years ago, a particular type of kirtan began to develop. This was known as praying sankirtan. Praying sankirtan. Kirtan means the glories of the Absolute, the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sankirtan means to sing together and praying means with love. It is love that is the key to life, and kirtan awakens that love. Vedic calculation, time is divided in muhurtas, or periods of 48 minutes. And in this way, the hours of the day, made up of 48 minutes, are each having their different nature. And the early morning hours are known to be in Sattvagun, or are hours known to be peaceful. In the evening, or in the middle of the day, Rajagun begins, passion. And in the evening, Tamagun, forgetfulness. So there are various melodies which are sung at different times of the day. So the mantra, man means mind, and tra means what sets free, what sets the mind free. And then different ragas and melodies, they're adding ras or juice or a particular flavor, a particular mellow, a particular mood. Sometimes fiery, sometimes slow and meditative. In this way, the full range of human emotion is expressed in kirtan. Because ultimately, human emotion is the great treasure that we have. But when these emotions are misdirected, then we will suffer. The mantra creates a realignment, an emotional realignment. For being with us this evening in our chants of mantras. We hope that you have tasted something of the transcendental atmosphere that descends when we chant like this. And of course, we invite you to chant with us again and again. As you can see, some vegetarian dishes have also been prepared and are now uncovered. Everything is nicely there in the bain-marie, keeping warm, ready to go to end the evening. I thank you. It was nice to be with you in Canberra. And I hope in the future to be able to sing again. Of course, I love singing, what can I say? There's no doubt about that. As long as I can remember, even I was always singing. A day without singing was a miserable day, I must say. But not just singing any song, but then songs with meaning. And I always had a liking for the sacred. Some time ago, I was on a plane from South Africa going towards Europe. And as I was across North Africa, the sun was rising. And suddenly, there was an African man who stood up and walked to the front of the plane. And when he stood there, he made gestures like a conductor of an orchestra. And before you knew it, all these people started singing. There was a black gospel choir in the plane, and it was celestial. We were in the celestial regions, and you know how they can sing different rhythms, different melodies, all mixed in incredible combinations. It was out of this world. People came from everywhere, from the business class, from whatever, to watch it all. At one point, there were three pilots watching, and I was wondering, who's flying the plane, you know? But it was really something. And for that moment, that time, we were really flying in heaven, right? So that is the nature of sacred sound. It lifts us up above the ordinary spheres of every day. And therefore, if every day there is some sacred sound, then we need not worry, because then the things of the ordinary world cannot touch us. We'll be floating in our celestial regions. So hoping that we have invoked a little bit of that tonight, maybe not perfect, but trying, and we hope you enjoyed the evening. Please join us for the meal. Just give them over there. And if anyone is interested, I have some CDs as well, in case that keeps the program going.